Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. Today, let's talk about a cool exercise I do with my coaching clients called Remembering Your Future. Remembering your future. But before I get into it, let's talk about why it works. And I'm going to talk about it from two different angles. I'm going to start with the spirituality side, and then we'll get to the science side. So if you are more science-minded, don't tune out. Give me a few minutes to make my case, and I'll make sure that we get over to the science of it very quickly. So if you've studied most of the most popular religions in the world, you'll find that in their texts that they use, every single one of them has multiple entries about if you believe, then you can achieve, or if you believe, then you will receive, and also the inverse, right? If you don't believe, then bad things will happen to you. If you don't believe something can happen, then it most certainly won't, right? And so you can probably quote whatever your favorite scripture is or your favorite part of your whatever text that you follow for your spirituality. But there's lots of people who understand and believe that their God, their energy, their spirit, whoever it is that they're praying to, is the one that can help provide things for them. And so one of the things they do is they will often pray or meditate as it relates to creating their future, to creating things in their environment, the law of attraction, if you will, things like that. Okay, so no matter which religion you follow, almost all of them have some kind of premise that talks about if you believe something can happen, then it can happen. And if you don't believe something can happen, then it won't, right? And that if you believe something is possible, then you already have the resources available to you. You may not know what they are, but if you can think of something, then you can make it happen. You just haven't quite figured it out yet. And over time and some prayerful thought and things like that, being still, perhaps it will come to you. Okay, so that's the one side. That's the spirituality side. The other side, the science side, is similar in that if you spend a lot of time consciously thinking about something, so you want to achieve something, you want to get a dream house or go on a dream vacation or get a car or something, the more time you spend thinking about that consciously and that it's possible for you, the more that you are creating grooves in your brain. There's science to back all this up. I'm not going to be able to put it all in the show notes for you, but you can go search it if you want. But there's neuroscience and things that talk about how when you think about something consciously, you're starting to put that deep into your subconscious or other than conscious brain or mind. And that part of your brain works much faster, and it works essentially 24/7 and is scanning your environment all the time. That's part of your brain that scans the environment for threats. But if you put over and over, if you use a vision board or read a goal card or something like that, and you put these ideas into your head every single day that you want to achieve, that you want to lose weight or be in optimal weight or be in optimal health or have that dream vacation or whatever, the more time you spend doing that consciously, the more it gets into your subconscious. And some of you have probably heard this before, but there's this idea called the reticular activating system, which kind of works in the background in your brain and will scan the environment for solutions or opportunities to make those things come true for you. So if you're not thinking about it and putting it in your brain, then your brain is not working on solutions for you. Sometimes even in your sleep, there are some science that suggests that you can solve some of these problems while you're sleeping if you spend enough time, conscious thought, getting into it. And so for the reticular activating system piece, if you think about when you were interested in a car, getting a new car, and as soon as you started thinking about it and were interested in it and looked at pictures of it, then you started to see that car everywhere. I'm sure you're chuckling to yourself right now because you've had this happen before. You start to see it everywhere. You're in traffic and you see it at the stoplight. You're driving 55 miles an hour in the opposite direction and you see one in the other lane on the other side, right? He's like, you catch it like, whoa, wow, there's one of those cars. Like, you start to see them everywhere. Did those things just miraculously start to appear everywhere? No, they were probably all around you before, but you didn't care about it. And so therefore your brain can't, you know, it only has a finite amount of processing power. So it just didn't care. It was noise, right? It wasn't signal, it was noise. But if you did the homework to think about it and put it in your conscious mind, then all of a sudden these things start to pop up everywhere, right? So that's just one example on the science side of how this kind of stuff works and why this exercise I'm about to share with you called Remembering Your Future is so powerful, why things like vision boards and all of those things work. Okay, so here's the exercise that I do with my clients. I will say to my coaching clients, usually this is in one of our first calls or sessions together, I will say, imagine we are looking on your YouTube channel 5 years from now, and we are looking at a greatest hits video for you. What does it look like? What are we seeing on there? Where are you living? What does your house look like? Tell me about it. How big is the yard? Where is it located? How are your relationships? Who's living there with you? Do you have more children than you have now? Do you have a family? Are you married? Whatever. Tell me about that. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? See it. Like, see it powerfully in your mind's eye. Close your eyes if you have to. By the way, if you're driving right now, don't be closing your eyes or doing anything else that would require you to see. Don't close your eyes. But with my clients, I'll say that. Close your eyes. See this. See this in your mind's eye. What is it? And we want to see it in the present tense. And we want to see it in the positive tense. So if you're thinking about losing weight, you don't say, I want to lose 10 pounds. You say, I am my ideal weight of whatever that is, 150 pounds. And I look so hot in my bathing suit, right? Whatever. And I can see myself on the beach. And I'm walking down the beach with my family. We have our beach house. Right? So we go through this whole exercise, and I do it for all of the different facets of your life that you think about. Many of you probably have done a Wheel of Life exercise or something like that. So we talk about their finances and their relationships and their career or their working or their business, whatever that looks like, and their hobbies, and we get their spirituality and all of those things. Like, what does it look like 5 years from now? And I really want them to see it and feel it like it's happened. Like, we're seeing it in the present tense, because your brain cannot tell the difference between that kind of imagination and something actually happening, right? And so when you start putting that into your conscious mind, and then I encourage them to do this over and over. I don't often record our calls or our sessions, but this is sometimes one I'll record because I want them to be able to listen to this or see it if we do video later. And so I'll go through all those things. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like, maybe? You know, how does that birthday cake taste, you know, 5 years from now? What kind of cake is it? What are you eating? Whatever. And we go down this whole exercise. And oftentimes, it's super powerful, and people get very emotional and sometimes cry because there's really powerful things that they want to unlock in their life. And so that's why I call it Remembering the Future, because we are planting the seeds for what they are going to work towards over the next 5 years. And so when we put these things in place, again, what it does, right? You've heard of the law of attraction or other things like that. It's not that things just will miraculously show up. It's not that it's easy or you snap your fingers and it happens. You still have to put in work. You still have to put in effort. It doesn't happen overnight. But what starts to happen is your subconscious brain will work on the problems or the solutions to these problems and how we make it happen. So there may have been situations where you could have had these things happen in your life. It would have been easier to have this dream vacation or this dream house or these dream relationships, but you were so focused on the negative things, what you didn't want, or you weren't focused on anything at all. You weren't even clear. And so your mind didn't really have any instructions to operate from. And so it's just kind of randomly picking and choosing. Hey, let's try this. Let's do that. Nope, she looks nice. I wonder if she'll marry me, right? Whatever it is, whatever you're trying to do in each one of those facets of your life. And so when you get this crystal clear picture, then you can start to let your brain work on it. And then what will happen, I'm sure you've had this one happen too, you'll be doing something super mundane, like taking out the trash or emptying the dishwasher, or to me it happens in the shower a lot. I'll be in the shower and all of a sudden this idea comes, quote, out of nowhere. Oh my gosh, whoa, I should do this because then it can help me get from here to here, or do this or achieve that thing I'm looking to achieve, or get me one step closer to making that happen. And I got to be smart enough to make sure as soon as I get out of the shower, I write that down or I record it. Or sometimes, here's a little tip for you. If you have your phone in the bathroom and you have Siri turned on, if you have an Apple device, or maybe you have Google turned on your Android device, you can say the wake word, whatever that is. I'm not going to say it because then my phone will wake up here and you'll hear it. But you say, hey, whoever, and then you can leave a note. So sometimes I'll be in the shower and I'll just yell out, you know, the wake word, and then I'll say, remember this, or take this down, or here's something I think about. So when I get out of the shower, then I can think about it, right? Because you're in there doing these mundane things. Your brain doesn't really need any processing power to do all of those things you do every day anyway. You don't need to think about it. You're just going through your activities of daily living and not using a lot of brain power. And then all of a sudden, bam, there it is. And it's usually a piece of the puzzle that helps you build that future that you've been looking to build. And I can look back at plenty of cases. I was listening to a podcast this morning, Michael Gervais' podcast, Finding Mastery, and he had Blake McCoskey from Tom's, the guy that founded Tom's Shoes. Many of you know him from that, but he's done lots of other successful things, and he has a new venture that he's working on now. But he was talking about how he looked back in his journals. He's been journaling since he was 15 years old, and pretty much everything that has happened in his life, when he looks back in the journals, there are pieces and fragments of it in his journal that when he looks back, he's like, oh my gosh, like this was the thing that planted the seed to make this happen. Or he mentioned the idea of he went out to go golfing with this very successful business guy, a self-made billionaire, Robert Dedman, I think was his name. And he said to him during that session, during that lunch, whatever, he said, those that give more live more, right? And Blake took that and wrote it down and put it on a piece of paper in his wallet, and he carried it for a real long time. And then later on, he actually founded Tom's Shoes. If you're unfamiliar with the model of Tom's Shoes, when you buy a pair of shoes, they also will donate a pair of shoes to children in need all around the world, right? And so Tom's really invented the buy one, give one type model, right? And it could be said that going back to when he was 22, 23 years old, when somebody kind of planted this idea in his conscious brain about the more you give, the more you live, that later that became the impetus for the model that he built Tom's Shoes off of, right? So there's all these kind of things you can look back on and say, wow, we planted the seeds for these things. Unfortunately, what most people do is they don't have any rhyme or reason to how they're planting seeds, or they're not planting seeds at all. That's why this exercise is so powerful. So I would encourage you, as soon as you're done listening to this episode and you can get somewhere quiet and still, I would close your eyes and go through this exercise. And if you look up the Wheel of Life or other exercises, there are some things that can help walk you through this. But basically, it's where you're going to be living. What are your relationships like? What is your career or your vocation like? What are your hobbies or avocation? What are those things? You know, if you're trying to play the guitar, like I'm effortlessly playing the guitar, I've mastered multiple chords, whatever. You can hear yourself playing some beautiful song that you haven't been able to play or always wanted to play or whatever. Go through the exercise and again, see yourself in the positive present tense in the future. Okay, so it is now 2020 as I'm doing this podcast. See yourself in 2025. What do you look like? What do you feel like? What is everything else around you? And see it powerfully in your mind's eye. You have to close your eyes and see it. Okay, see it in your mind's eye. Because that will start to plant the seeds for the things that you want to achieve or have or be or do in the future. But instead of just going about it willy-nilly, plant the seeds that you want now. Right? You don't plant the seeds and then dig them up. right away, right? It takes a little time. Plant the seeds for the harvest that you want to reap 5 years from now. But we do it right now through this exercise called remembering your future. I'm telling you, if you will take time doing this, you will find me in 5 years and you'll say, oh my gosh, I did that exercise, Dave. Thank you so much. And because we did that, because I did that, I now have this, or I'm doing this, or I've been able to achieve this. I promise you, all of it doesn't come true all at the same time, but there will be something that you do in that exercise that you plant that seed that you will be able to reap that harvest 5 years from now. So go do it right now, remembering your future, because that is one of the best ways I know to help you unleash your awesome. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.